Sheffield Farms. Hello. I don't know. The man just says, guess who? Yes, it's the game Guess Who, and your host is Sheffield Farms, who also bring you that delicious new Sheffield creamed cottage cheese and other fine dairy products. And now let's all give a warm welcome to our genial Sheffield Quizmaster. This week, he's been to the rodeo, where he bulldogged a wild steer. Wait a minute. I read that wrong. He's been to the rodeo where he steered a wild bulldog. Here he is, Happy Belden.
Well, thanks, partner. Get on back to that corral over yonder. Heat up my brand and I. Tonight I'm going to leave my mark, Yaza. Yeah, I went to the rodeo over at Madison Square Garden. I had to see all those wild steers. And these days it's a treat to see all that meat running around loose. Talking to Gene Autry when a knock-kneed cowboy came by. I said, Gene, I thought all cowboys were pole-legged. How come that guy's got knocked knees? Gene says he's been riding a very skinny horse. Well, they put me on one of those wild bucking broncos over there. Horse went up, I went up. Horse came down, I came down. Horse went forward, I went forward. The horse stopped. Leapfrog. You should have seen those cowboys roping, hog-tying those wild cows. They were bulldogging anything that even looked like a big cow. I thought I'd never get untied. But the time has come. The walrus said to play Guess Who. And we have seven pretty panting participants on stage ready to astound the universe with their brilliance. They're going to try to guess who owned the various voices on the various recordings. We're going to play at various times. Yay, variously. A winning guess gouges us out of 10 silver Sheffield dollars. A losing guess, $2. But either guess is signaled by... Listen to those little silver Dodgers when he gives them the Yanks. Ah, it's old Pappy Sheffield's way of saying, let's spread cheer, kids. The old milk payola contains $25 so far, maybe more to come. And at the end of the doings, all contestants get a chance to take a whack at all that jack. In the interim, we have an alarm clock set to ring sometime. If a contestant is at the microphone when it rings, what gives, Joe?
A beautiful Waltham wristwatch. The first American watch, the watch that keeps time beautifully.
And beautifully spoken, Joe. But who's your little pal?
I'd like you to meet Miss Marie Hansen of Hollis, Long Island.
How are you, Miss Hansen? How old are you, Miss Hansen?
18.
18 years old. It's a very nice-looking suit you have on.
Thank
what do they
you.
Call that, a chalk stripe?
Pinstripe.
Pinstripe, I see. Do you like my suit?
Oh, very much.
I bought it for the spring. It's more like I bought it for the mattress. What do you do, Marie?
I go to Catherine Gibbs School.
Catherine Gibbs School. What are you studying at Catherine Gibbs School?
Secretarial course.
Secretarial course. Clear your throat. Nervous?
Yes.
I see. Now, don't worry about that. We're going to give all our contestants a chance to play Guess Who all the way through their interview tonight, just to try something different, sort of a Guess Who game on a miniature course. So we'll start it off by giving you a Sheffield silver dollar if you can guess who was the American woman credited with having introduced the bobbed hair fad. Do you know who that was? Bobbed hair. She was a grand dancer. She was a wonderful dancer, and she used to be a very big hit with her husband, and they danced, and she first started the bobbed hair.
Irene.
Rich? No. No, it's very good.
Astaire?
No, not Irene Astaire. Where does a king live?
Oh, Irene Castle.
Irene Castle, of course. All right. Give her a dollar for that. Very good. She knew who first started the bobbed hair fad. My grandmother bobbed her hair. She doesn't look like an old lady anymore. Looks like an old man. Now, tell me, Marie, do you have a special fella?
Sort of.
What does he do?
He's in the Army.
He is? Mm. Have you ever had a date with either a cadet from West Point or a midshipman from Annapolis?
No, but my girlfriend has.
Your girlfriend has? Does she think the uniforms look good?
Yes.
Do you think a uniform makes a man look more attractive?
It depends on the man, I guess.
It depends on the uniform. What if he's a Western Union or Good Humor man? You've never been out with a West Point cadet?
No.
My brother was kicked out of West Point. They have a rule that a cadet can't have a horse, a mustache, or a wife. Oh, it's the truth. Do you know why I was thrown out?
No.
You're stupid. Now, Marie, I want to talk about orchestra leaders. I want to play a record for you, and yours is that the music of an orchestra whose leader has been active in the music business for the last 20 years. But he has never appeared in New York City. 10 silver Sheffield dollars are waiting if you can guess who. Here we go. Answer something. You already have $5. Now, listen carefully. That's a big hit record. What's the name of the record?
Near You.
Near You. That's right. He not only recorded, but wrote that number you heard, which is number one in all the jukeboxes. He's a southerner. He's from Nashville, Tennessee. And you know his name's Francis.
I know it's Francis.
His first name is the same as mine. Francis.
Francis?
That's right. And if you were jumping around in the mountains... That's his last name. I'm trying to give it to you without telling you. I can only give you five for it, dear. That's Francis Craig.
Oh.
Francis Craig, who just recently has become a tremendous success due to that number Near You. So you have $5, and you have an extra dollar for knowing about that other business about the bobbed hair. Joe, run back and get it. Okay, so you have six. We'll add five to the jackpot. Thank you, Marie Hanson.
Very nice.
A sergeant of the Army comes on up here. Come on, give it a nice welcome. Sergeant, H.H., tell us your name, please. Well, wait a minute. You can't talk on the floor.
Heister.
Heister. What's the first name?
Howard.
And where are you from?
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Howard Heister from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Three H's, right? Talking to Happy.
Right.
That's four H's. All right.
Right.
Have you seen any of the World Series games?
No, I haven't.
Tonight, the New Yorkers were crying play ball. Tonight, in Brooklyn, they're just crying. All right, Howard, how long have you been in the Army?
This hitch will be 9 years.
9 years? What's your job in the Army?
Aircraft inspector.
Aircraft inspector? Any particular kind of planes you inspect or all kinds?
All kinds.
9 years in the Army. That's wonderful. Well, here's where we cut up a few touches with our new Guess Who in the small economy side. You'll get a Sheffield silver buck if you guess who said, boots, boots, marching up and down again, boots, boots, boots. It wasn't Old Man Adler. It was a poem, a great poem. An English poet. Boots. Boots.
Okay.
He also wrote one called Gunga Din.
And there stood Gunga Din?
Yeah, you know how it goes. If you lose your door key, how you Gunga Din? Oh, no, that's awful. Who wrote it? You give up?
Kipling.
Who?
Kipling.
Yes, sir, you're right. What's his first name?
Roger.
No, that'll do for the initial, though. Rudyard Kipling.
Rudyard
Kipling. Give him a dollar. Drop it in there. Tell me, Howard, you're married?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any trouble going to sleep?
Sometimes.
Does your wife talk at night and keep you awake? No.
She puts cold feet in my back.
She puts cold feet?
There she is.
Do you do much dreaming, Howard? Here's an honest man.
A little.
Do you believe in dreams?
No, not necessarily.
I don't think dreams mean a doggone thing. I think I'm going nuts. Every Saturday, I look out at this audience, see all those pretty girls, hundreds of gloriously beautiful girls, then I go home and I dream about hippopotamuses. Let's play another little shorty for you. See if you know this. You're in the Army. You know the nicknames of most of the famous generals. Black Jack Pershing, Stonewall Jackson. General Patton had a nickname, too. Now, here's one. A big, shiny, silver Sheffield dollar. If you can tell me who was called Old Fuss and Feathers. Old Fuss and Feathers. Go back in your history book. He was a general in the Mexican War. In the Civil War, too. Old Fuss and Feathers. You're stuck, aren't you, on that one? He was
Woodrow Roosevelt.
No, it wasn't. General Winfield Scott. I'm sorry I didn't know that. We'll hold that dollar for the next person, okay? All right, now we're going to play the big Guess Who for you, and it's the voice of one of the foremost actresses on the screen. If you ever go to the movies, I'm sure you've seen her. 10 big Sheffield silver dollars going to you if you guess who. Howard Heister.
So I left Paul Scott and was gone. And the distance widened with every dreary month. Many letters he wrote, enough to break my heart. So full were they of his love. But I could not answer, for I had come to England.
She was born in England.
Greer Garson.
Greer Garson, exactly right. On the first hit. Good for you. Bringing up all that money. I think it amounts to $11. There's the one and the ten. Stand by for the jackpot. Thank you, Sergeant.
They have.
Yeah, Joe.
I've been thinking about some of the folks who've reached the top. You know, they don't always look so outstanding.
Oh, but they sure got to have what it takes to get there, Joe.
That's right, Hap. They have qualities you can't see that set them apart from the crowd. And you know, that goes for the milk you buy, too. All milk looks pretty much alike. But Sheffield milk has a plus value you can't see that makes it tops. And that's its quality and purity. This difference is vitally important because it's a safeguard to your health and well-being. You see, milk, one of our most perishable foods, needs constant care and attention. And believe me, Sheffield leaves no stone unturned to provide the greatest protection possible. Here's just one example of what I mean. Sheffield developed its own exclusive laboratory pasteurization test to make sure the milk is of highest quality and of uniform goodness. All in all, Sheffield makes 34,000 tests and checks every day, many of them exclusive with Sheffield Farms Company. That's right, 34,000, and Sheffield insists on every single test because it's extra protection for you, your assurance of getting the finest, purest milk you can buy. So, for 34,000 reasons that add up to extra value, always ask for Sheffield.
Thank you, Joe, and I was listening to every word of it. Now, here's a young man here who says he's from Woodside, Long Island. Your name, please.
Stanley Rhea.
Stanley Rhea, you must have neighbors that are here. What do you do, Mr. Rhea? How do you spell that name, by the way?
R-I-H-A.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a supervisor for the Sun Chemical Company.
Are you a chemist?
No, I'm not.
A supervisor. You work... What kind of chemicals do they make?
They make paint, varnishes, lacquers, waterproofing.
I see. Now, I know you won't be sensitive about this like some women might be, Stanley. How old are you?
52.
And what's your favorite sport?
Baseball, football.
Did you ever play it? Did you ever play baseball, football?
Yes.
What sports do you take part in now? I don't suppose you play baseball or football now, do you?
No.
What sports do you like?
Cards.
Cards? Oh, we must get together and whip up an old maid game some night. Well, Stanley, here's your chance to play a little sport Joe's whipped up. You get a silver Sheffield thing, $1 to be exact, if you guess who were the two schools who played the first game of recorded football. What two schools played the first football game? It was 78 years ago.
Let's say Yale and Harvard.
Yale and Harvard, no. Rutgers versus Princeton. Put that dollar back in Joe's pocket. Rutgers versus Princeton, 78 years ago. I wanted to go to Princeton, by the way, Stanley, but the dean wanted me to go to high school. When you and I were young, Stanley, a guy could go out west to the gold fields and make a fortune. Or well, look what happened here. Do you know what happened to you, Stanley?
Think I want to watch?
You think you want to watch? You don't have to think anymore. You can be positive about this one. You did. It's a Waltham wristwatch, the first American watch, the watch that keeps time beautiful. You like that, Stanley?
Thank you. Yes, very nice.
I think it's a beauty yourself. Now, Stanley, I was saying that in the old days, a fella could go west, drill for oil, or rustle cattle, or anything like that. If you were a young fella today, what would you advise him to take up? What kind of business? Would you tell him to go into television, or plastics, or... What would you... This is a serious question.
A young fella?
Yes, a young fella. What would you advise him to do?
Go into television.
You would advise him to go into television? You think the best money-making opportunities are that?
I do.
If I were a young fellow, I wouldn't do it. I have a new business I wish I could start. It's called the hair restorer business. You could use some, Stanley. I invented some that is really powerful. I splashed some on my mirror, and now I have to shave my mirror before I can shave myself. It's really excellent stuff. Stanley, I'm going to play the big game of Guess Who here with you now. Listen closely. Your recorded Guess Who is one of the most famous figures the world of sports ever saw. This is the way he sounded, and you'll hear the way the 10 Sheffield silver dollars sound if you guess who.
We're going inside him. We're going outside him. Inside him, outside him. And when they get him on the runway, we're going to keep him on the run. And when after the pass, unless our secondary comes up too close. But don't forget, man, we're going to get him on the run. We're going to go, 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 go. And we're going to stop until we go to our goal line.
This fellow died exactly 17 years ago. It was in an airplane crash.
Newt Rockne?
Newt Rockne, you're exactly right. Very good, very good. You remember who the fellow was that played his life in the pictures? Pat O'Brien. I'll give it to you right now. Thank you, Mr. Rehar. Let's give him a nice hand. A nice man. Here's a young lady. She told me she was a housewife from Brooklyn. Stepping up here, and you tell us your name.
Mrs. Ann Whaley.
Whaley, how do you spell that?
W-E-H-L-E.
I see. And you live in Brooklyn.
That's right.
How many children?
I have three daughters.
Three daughters. Isn't that nice? What does your husband do?
My husband is a purchasing agent in an export and import place. He buys chemicals.
Buys chemicals?
On 34th Street.
Mr. Reha here. He's something to do with chemicals. Tell me, you mind if I call you Ann?
No, I
Ann,
love
have
it.
You ever lived on a farm?
I certainly have, in Ithaca, New York.
Ithaca, New York. Now, then you have the choice. That's the one I want to talk to. Would you rather lead the life of a farmer... Getting up before dawn by candlelight, milking them Sheffield cows, picking the cotton, bowling with the weevils. Or would you rather sit in Brooklyn?
Well, I have milked cows when I was 6 years old.
Well, which would you prefer? Would you rather live on a farm or would you rather live in the city?
Well, the city, of course. It's
you
so
would.
Much easier.
I see. It's easier than on the farm?
Mm-hmm.
More work on the farm?
Well, we just had a country home. We weren't farmers or anything. Yeah.
We had 40 hens and 40 roosters on our farm. course, I didn't need 40 roosters for just 40 hens, but I felt sorry for the hens. I know how it feels to be a wallflower. A new innovation on Guess Who. We had an idea that we should play Guess Who on Guess Who. Isn't that novel? We'll give you a Sheffield silver dollar if you can guess who invented the telegraph.
Morse.
Samuel B. Morse. She knew it right away. Drop that dollar in. Do you go to the movies?
Yes, occasionally.
Do you cry when you see a sad picture?
Always. You know, when I...
out of sympathy or out of anger?
Well, I put myself in the party's place.
In the movie. What about at home?
Well...
Do you ever cry there?
No.
You don't? That's nice. When I go to the movies, I always cry. People sitting near me are very sad, too. I always eat onions. Mrs. Whaley, we're going to play the big record for you now. Listen to the voice of a man who started a new trend in radio. And if you guess who, we'll give the money to you. Here we go.
Now we have Stosh, S-T-O-S-A, Stosh Clements from Brooklyn, baritone, tenor, crooner, and singer.
Now, he was the impresario of the Capitol Theater, and he started a whole new trend in pictures. He died 2 years ago, a very wealthy man, left a lot of money to charity. His first radio program was named after him, and it was called His Family. And then he went on to this new idea. Do you have any idea?
Morse or something?
What's his...
Morse? No.
No.
I don't know.
You don't know that, do you?
No, I don't.
That was Major Edward Bowes. Major
Bowes. I didn't recognize him.
He
I love him.
He started the amateur programs, and he had a program called Major Bowes' Capital Family. There's two for trying. We'll add the rest to the jackpot. I'm sorry. All right. Here's a young man in a uniform. Who was that girl who said she liked uniforms? This is a different uniform. Tom, what's your last name?
Tom McKeon.
Tom McKeon, and he's in the uniform of the New York Fire Department. What district are you in, Tom?
Well, I work out of Washington Heights, Upper New York.
Upper New York. Do you live up near there?
I live in the borough of the Bronx.
In the borough of the Bronx. You married, Tom?
Yes, I have a wife and two children, a boy and a girl.
Boy and a girl, that's fine. How many fires do you average in a week?
Well, that's a question and it has to be answered according to the season. In the wintertime, we average at least 15 to 20 fires.
You do? That's sensational. Did you hear the girls sigh out there when you said you were married? This is a handsome guy I got up here tonight. Yes, sir. Now, look, I'm interested in this because I don't think the people in New York, or rather, I think the people in New York forget. They take for granted the fireman and the job he has. New York fires always impress me as being very frightening. Training you have to go through before you can even... So I suppose you did all those things, climbing buildings and jumping out into nets.
Oh, I've done all that, Happy.
What's the highest you ever jumped into a net?
Well, that's about two stories, as I recall. It was some years ago that I did it.
I see. Isn't there something going on this week? I think there's... This is fire prevention week or something.
That's very true, Happy. In fact, I was intercepted tonight on my way down here. I was going to give a lecture to some Boy Scouts, and somebody offered me a ticket, and that's why I'm here. And I was going to lecture on fire prevention.
If Eagle Scouts are waiting any place around the corner, he'll be a few minutes here. Well, tell us about it. What are the things people in New York should remember?
Well, I think the major thing that people should remember as far as fire prevention is concerned is their carelessness with cigarettes. On the most occasions that we respond to a fire, it's caused either by a carelessly thrown away match or a cigarette that's discarded without being completely extinguished.
I see.
If people were conscious of that fact alone, that is, cigarettes and matches, we'd go a long way forward to cutting down our fire losses and fire hazards.
Very, very nicely put, Tom. Do you smoke yourself, by the way?
Frankly, no, and I'm very much against my wife smoking, but I haven't won that battle yet.
Well, maybe we could... What would you suggest to people... Now, I happen to be a smoker myself, so is my wife, but what would you suggest that we do to... Should we give it up and take up chewing tobacco?
No, Happy. You asked a question I'd like to answer. The major reason why I dislike smoking is because those who smoke don't care where they throw their ashes, and in the firehouse, we have to clean up a lot. And the fellas who give us the throw their ashes away and don't really look around them and throw them in a container that they should.
Tom, you gave us a good message, and I'm very proud that you came up here. And just before you leave, I want you to know that once back in Bellevue, Pennsylvania, I was a volunteer fireman, but I got fired. I was supposed to be rescuing a beautiful damsel in distress, and they caught me toasting marshmallows. Tom, this is a game called Guess Who, and here's now where you can carry off a few dollars to that Boy Scout troop.
No, I got to carry that home to the little red woman of mine.
A little woman. A redhead?
Very red.
Well, isn't that nice? You like redheads?
Well, I was always aiming for a brunette, but I married a redhead.
Wait till you get home tonight after putting that speech on the radio. Okay. All right, now here we go. Let's play Guess Who for 10 silver Sheffield dollars. It's all yours, Tom, if you can identify this man who is one of America's senior statesmen. Here he is.
Last September, in my talk to representatives of the American Legion at Omaha, I explained that we had finally reached the point where we could shift our principal efforts from the organization of air and ground armies.
No, Tom, that was a good try. I misled you with that senior statesman, but he is one. During the war, this man was in uniform.
Ike Eisenhower.
No, it isn't. I don't believe you'd say Eisenhower was a statesman right now. I believe he's in...
Potentially.
Right now, he's
assassin,
an important post...
Assassin.
No, he has an important post in the United States Cabinet. Don't they
Marshall.
Have...
General Marshall.
General Marshall. Get the pin out. He made it. Yes, sir. Hand it over to him. Thank you, Tom, for coming to talk to us, and come back again sometime, will you? Bring the red-headed woman with you. Yeah.
You remember that poem you made up the other day? How'd that go?
The poem? Oh, it goes like this, Joe. Poor Johnny couldn't win a fight. He wouldn't drink his milk at night. But now he beats the other guys, thanks to Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized.
Well, Hap, there's more reason than rhyme to that, Hap, because milk is a great health builder. Growing youngsters should have at least a quart a day for extra energy, strong bones and teeth, and glowing good health. And say, you know, they really go for that milk when it's Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized because it has such a swell flavor. Smooth, creamy, and extra delicious. It's easier to digest, too, and a full day's need of precious vitamin D is added to every quart of Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk. That means extra bone and tooth protection. Better keep plenty on hand for the youngsters and for the whole family. Ask for that good Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk.
Thank you, Joe. Well, folks, when I asked for a sailor in the audience, this fellow almost flew out of the balcony down here. How are you, Bob? Bob
okay.
Whitting, and where are you from?
Los Angeles.
He's in the United States Navy. How are you? Where are you stationed, Bob?
No, I'm here for reenlistment.
You're here for reenlistment? How long have you been in the Navy?
4 years.
What kind of ships have you been on?
AKAs.
What's an AKA? Cruiser. Now, wait a minute. We're old landlubbers here now. What's an AKA?
That's a supply ship.
I see. What, any other kind?
A PGM. Not many sailors
know that. What's a PGM now?
PGM
Postgraduate is... Marine?
No. A PGM is a converted LCI, which
That's
is called
fine.
A gunboat.
Okay, I'll go on with it. What's an LCI?
Landing Craft Infantry.
And what's a PGM?
Gunboat.
A gunboat. Well, I'm completely confused now. But thanks, Bob, anyway. What's the fastest ship of the United States Navy?
A destroyer.
A destroyer. That's faster than the big carriers or any of them?
Oh, yes.
How does a nautical knot compare with a land mile?
I think it's 1.5 mile.
1.5 mile?
Yeah, 1.5 or 1.25.
I can't prove him wrong. I don't know. I promise you. You know, my uncle was a sailor, Bob. He married a Hawaiian hula dancer.
Sucker.
Imagine that, an old salt and a shaker. Well, now it's time for you to play Guess Who here, and we're going to play a record for you. It's the voice of a very beautiful, listen to these are hints, Bob, very beautiful young singing star. I first heard her in Cincinnati when she was just about 14 years old. In fact, I offered her a job, but her mother wouldn't let her join that nasty old Happy Felton Orchestra. 10 silver Sheffield dollars, if you can tell us who she is. She's making records. She's on the air. She's going to be in movies. Play it, Gene.
My young and foolish heart makes me do the things I should.
Margaret Whiting. No. This girl was featured for several years with Les Brown and his orchestra. She made a lucky strike. She's on the hit parade right now, along with Frankie. Should be a great day for you if you guess who.
Oh, a neato day?
No, not a neato day, but the last part's right. It isn't night, you're right, it's day. But what's your first name? They're all telling you. Give him $5. He had the O day. We'll take the O off, call it day. Doris Day.
Doris
the
day.
New singing star, a lovely girl.
I knew it because I was on that show just before I came out here.
You were? Well, good luck to you, my boy. Take five and try for the jackpot a little later. Let's hurry up and talk to that lady over there. Thank you, sailor. Here's a lady. When I called on her, she said that she helped entertain in the hospitals. And your name is?
My name is Lillian Bradley.
And where do you live?
I live at 253 West 73rd, the Riverside Plaza Hotel.
I see. And what is this job that you do for the soap?
Well, what I do is something quite unique. I thought of this idea as I've been going to all the radio shows for the last few months and gathering information and you know, imitating these various women that go on stations. And then I give an imitation of all the radio people who are on the air, and then I record all these things, and I give them into
the
hospitals.
I think that's
I did
wonderful
it this afternoon to the Home for the Incurables, and I sang, "I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now."
Well, I think that's fine. You know what we have to do. We have to play your Guess Who, and
yes,
I want to compliment you on your work.
Yes.
Now I want you to win some money. Listen to the well-blended voice of one of radio's most popular singing groups. If you tell us who, we'll give you the dough. Here we go.
If you don't like it, don't knock it. No, don't knock it, don't knock it. If you don't like it, don't knock it. No, don't knock it.
They started in New York as a vaudeville act. And they're now featured on the Amos and Andy Show. They were all last year, and they sing on the Amos and Andy Show. They're wonderful the way they come in with those titles of the songs. These boys have been dealt a full measure of success.
The Delta Boys.
The Delta Rhythm Boys.
Delta
give her that.
Boys.
Here we go. Give her the $10 and fight it off. We're ready for the jackpot. Line up, everybody. Get ready to match your wits with the milk payola. Here's what we're going to do tonight for the $43 that are in the milk payola. We're going to play three college songs and ask you to write down the name of the college represented by each song. You have to get all three to win the money. In a tie, we'll split up the cash. Three college songs, you tell us what the schools are. Play the first one. Here we go. Don't let anybody peek at your card. You may be the only winner. Here's another one, number two. Just write down the name of the college.
Cayuga's waters with its waves of blue stands on
all right, that's number two. That used to be the song for Bellevue High School, too, come to think of it. All right, here's the third one. Write it down now. Here we go.
App will be right back with the Pay All the Winners. You know, with food prices going up and up, milk is now more than ever your best bargain. It gives you more food value for less money than any other food. So for extra good drinking and extra value, serve more delicious Sheffield milk.
Do you know, Joe, we had a lot of guesses, but no one got all three right. Here they were. Roar, Lion, Roar. That's Columbia University. High above Cayuga's waters, Cornell University. A rambling wreck from Georgia Tech. So we'll carry over the money to next week. And this is your Sheffield Milkman, Happy Felton, saying good night, everybody.
Mr. Joe Ripley reminding you that Guess Who is presented Saturdays at 7 by Sheffield Farms, a division of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.